Hello. Let's join Fred Kuhn in another problem-solving interview.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. We have a great podcast today. You're over 50. Now you have a chance to discover another ideal career. Our guest today to walk us through this is Laura Slauson, who is a certified professional resume writer and a credentialed career manager, only one of 20 worldwide, who crafts documents and empowers her clients. You can read her bio and contact information in the guest biography section of our website. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, Fred. Nice to be here again.
Thank you. Our question, as I said, was you're over 50. What might an over 50 job seeker be looking at or interested as an encore career, as you call it?
Yes, well, that's kind of a new phrase they're using now, the encore career. And a lot of people that are over 50 are looking to maybe do a little bit less work, maybe make a few dollars less, but they still are viable and want to be in the workforce. And they can do a couple of different things, Fred. They can consult in their field of expertise. They can do freelance work, temporary work. And a lot of people want to now, at this stage in their career, enhance well-being of others through social services, sometimes healthcare, working at a nonprofit, or even a retail setting, or maybe even starting their own small business. There's a lot of things they can do.
So if they want to explore this, where do they go to find out more about this?
You know, there's a lot of organizations and websites that they can go to. Four of them that I know are Encore.org, RetiredBrains.com, Workforce50.com, and of course, AARP is a wealth of information.
You bet. So they're looking at this, and what should they be thinking about as they embark on the next chapter in their life?
Well, you know, Fred, there's a lot of things you have to take into play. A couple of things I would suggest is to get your life in order first, both physically and financially. You know, change is stressful, so you want to make sure you're physically fit and you have the energy to be flexible when you're managing this change of maybe not working full-time, but maybe doing an encore career and working part-time. Make sure you make all your debt is under control, and, you know, lowering debt and living expenses gives you a whole host of control over your choices. Get things moving with small steps. Sometimes just a few phone calls or a couple of emails just to get the ball rolling. Also, you might need to upgrade some of your skills. You could take a class at the local adult education. Community colleges now sometimes offer free or no-cost courses that you could take. And you want to make sure you're technically savvy. Use the use of computers, smartphones, and make sure you can navigate social media and especially LinkedIn. Also, the idea of taking a small pay cut might be something that you'd have to look at. You want to make sure you subsidize any Social Security and health insurance costs that you might have.
How do they overcome the age barrier?
That's a great question, Fred, and a lot of my clients ask me that when I write their resumes. When you're going for these encore careers, a lot of times someone will be asking you for your resume. So there's no need now to go back more than 20 years. You really want to focus on your skills and competencies the first 10, 15 years of your experience. Sometimes we list an earlier experience section just to show people that you've been working. You don't necessarily need to put the dates on that. And, of course, you can eliminate all the dates for your education. Keep yourself physically fit. Wear modern clothing when you go on that interview. Be enthusiastic. Look the interviewer in the eye. Give a nice firm handshake. And, you know, show that you're youthful.
Yeah, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about by being over 50. It really is great life experience, and any company can benefit from it. The question, though, becomes how do you sell your value to the company?
Well, that's important to have on your LinkedIn profile and your resume. You know, you want to showcase what you have to offer a hiring manager. And of course, somebody who's over 50 has a wealth of information and experience, normally 20, 25 years. So you want to make sure the top third of your resume and the summary section of your LinkedIn profile has that information, makes it stand out. It's all about what you have to offer. It's your experience, and you have to showcase that in such a way that shows that you're still relevant.
Yeah, absolutely right, Laura. I look at it like you're a product. I mean, you wouldn't go to a board meeting in a company and say, hey, I want you to invest $100,000 or $125,000 into this product. What is the product? Well, I don't know yet. You'd be laughed out. So when you want to sell a product or introduce a product to the marketplace, what's the value of the product? Why is it valuable? Who needs it? How do you present that value in such a way that you can eliminate your competition? Because they're not going to buy two of you for the same product. They're going to put one on the shelf. That's my thinking about it, is it has to be, like on the LinkedIn profile you were mentioning, has to be unique, has to be some kind of perceived value. Do you agree, or you have other thoughts about that?
I do agree. And you want to make sure you come across as being relevant and modern, especially on your LinkedIn profile. You know, you want to make sure your picture is professional, you're well-groomed, you want to have a pleasant expression on your face. And when you go for that interview, you know, walk in tall. You know, none of us are skinny as we used to be, but you can dress in a flattering way. You can make sure your hair, and in the woman's case, her makeup is not overdone. But you want to have a pleasant expression on your face. You want to be agreeable. And also, before you go on that interview, it's a good idea to research the company and see what their culture is. See if you're a fit. You might not be a good fit, or you might be a good fit. You have to do the research on the back end, too.
That's exactly right. I often wonder, when I talk to applicants, why they haven't prepared more for an interview. It's not a natural thing, interviewing. It's not like I'm going in to have a conversation. It's much more powerful than that and can be controlled by the interviewee if one understands the value proposition. But you have to have a value proposition, or you have nothing to sell, and certainly nothing, no platform from which to negotiate.
Well, I agree with that. And I also agree that before you go on the interview, have a few questions of your own. You know, you can control the interview. You don't want the interviewer to do all the talking. You know, do your due diligence. Go online, look at the companies, educate yourself about the company so you show that you're interested and you show that you know what you're talking about.
One of the things I say to my clients is when you go in there and you sit down, almost in the first few minute or two, you say, may I take notes and ask questions?
Mm-hmm.
If they say yes, they've given you permission to ask questions, just like you said. So have your questions ready. And one of the things that always is a good icebreaker is, I see you in this position in this great company. How did you get here? What brought you to this company? You know, what's your promotion schedule? What's your career advancement plan here? They'll tell you. And when they do, you'll know a lot about that company. If they even have a career advancement plan, why the person's there, what attracted him, any of the things that he or she say that attracted them, and you have the same feelings to say, you know, that's why I applied too, and I'm glad to be here, and wonderful to hear that. You know, those kinds of things. Those are conversational, but they're strategically planned and placed during the interview to confirm value.
Yes, I agree. And it should be a conversation. It should be comfortable. You should be at ease. And, you know, the more interviews you go on, the better you get at them. And I tell my clients, if you get an interview and it might not be 100% of the job that you want, go on the interview anyway, because the more practice you have, you'll be in a position for that perfect job. If you go on 3 or 4 interviews, the fifth interview might be the job, and you want to make sure you'll be comfortable by that point.
If there's one true thing I've learned, you can't wing it. This is not rocket science, but it's also not roulette. I mean, you know, it's a planned strategy, and the more you plan, the more you practice, as you said, the better you get at it. The better you get at it, the more comfortable you are. The better prepared you are, the more comfortable you are. And that makes for a good interview, in my opinion.
I agree. And, you know, someone over 50, this isn't their first rodeo. They've done this before, but it might be maybe they were at their company for 25 years, and this is a whole new experience for them. So it's also to your advantage to get a career coach if you feel like you need one. You know, someone to walk you through the interview process. Sometimes they videotape you, so you don't really know how you appear to others. And then when you see yourself on tape, you're like, wow. So, you know, having a career coach is a good idea, too, if you feel like you need one.
I agree. Look, Professional athletes have coaches. Mm-hmm. Executives in corporations have coaches. Why in the world wouldn't a job seeker seek professional advice before they play roulette with their career?
Especially if you're an over 50 job seeker, an over 60 job seeker that's been on your job for many, many years. You know, you may not have had to do an interview or a resume or a LinkedIn profile for 20 years. You need help.
A lot of people, especially at the executive level and the director level and above, they get tapped by the CEO because they work with them at another company. So they don't ever have to really interview. They just report.
Right.
And that process of, well, I'm done all this. Well, great. But what can you do for me? That process of interviewing is so critical because it sets the foundation for any potential negotiation for additional benefits or package or salary or bonus or whatever.
I agree. I've done resumes for many, many executives that said, I'm working at my company 25, 30 years. I never had to do a resume before. Or I've gotten two or three jobs just through handshakes and networking. So, you know, a lot of people over 50, they have a resume that looks like it's from the 60s. So you need to really bring your LinkedIn profile and your resume and your interviewing skills. Everything has to be brought current.
I'd like to focus on one last point here. I'll go back to something you referenced, but I would like to explore it further, and that is the video interviews. With the technology being what it is today, large companies, many companies are going to not only do Skype or other kind of platform interviews, but they're also now robotically controlled. There's no person there. And there's no person interviewing you. The software is so sophisticated, it can hear keywords and those kinds of things and screen out, and it looks and reads for visual body language and so forth and so on. And then you might get to a person. So how do you tell these older employees who've never done this how to prepare for this?
Well, that's a great question. I would suggest actually getting dressed like you're going for an interview, even though you may be in your house. And if it's a video interview, you want to make sure, at least from the waist up, you're professionally dressed. You want to make sure your background is maybe a white wall or something very organized looking.
Yes.
And if it's a computer generated, I would suggest maybe getting some keywords handy and keeping them on the side, and maybe sprinkling them in your interview, and having a pleasant voice and almost leaning into the interview.
I'm looking at the camera hole there on your monitor or wherever your camera is, because if you're looking at the screen, you're actually being seen as looking down.
Right. Right. And if you have to sit on a book or something or raise your level to make sure your posture is correct, and, you know, even though you may not be seen by somebody, you can project it through even standing up. If you stand up and smile, your voice sounds different than if you're sitting down and hunching over. And these are all good things that a coach could help you with as well.
Absolutely. I will share one funny story with you about from the waist up dressing. I did a class for Lock Haven University Connie Reese, Dr. Reese there, and did her one of her classes by Skype. And it was a very hot day here in Phoenix. So I put on my coat, my tie, my white shirt, but I had on my shorts, not, you know, my short pants. And I was talking about dressing and so forth. And I said, never judge a book by its cover. And I stood up. I thought they were going to fall out of their chairs. So yes, from the waist up when you're being interviewed on the web, but make sure you wear the complete suit when you go to the interview.
There's a commercial on TV too, where a gentleman stands up and he's all dressed in his suit, and then he stands up and he has his boxers on.
That's right. That's the same kind of thing. Right. That's exactly what it was. Exactly. I've forgotten about that ad. Yeah. Are there any parting pieces of advice that you have about technology or about just the over 50 struggle?
Well, if you have children or nieces or nephews, have them help you with your iPhone, different things. And, you know, a lot of interviewers now are texting, to see if you're available at a certain time or are you ready. So you want to make sure you know how to text. You want to make sure you know how to navigate LinkedIn and get your network set up on LinkedIn. And, you know, there's a whole host of things to make you just want to make yourself look modern and relevant, not, you know, shriveled and old, and you know, you want to make sure you project that real professional image as much as you can.
Yeah, one of the people on my team, Kelly Stewart, is co-author of a book called Leveraging LinkedIn for Job Search Success 2019. It is extremely detailed and step-by-step process toward developing the best LinkedIn profile. And there's lots of resources out there. Shame on you if you don't avail yourself of those resources, because it is your career. It is your second.
And there's so much free information.
Yeah. Most of it's decent. Some of it isn't. But most of it, you can, if you research enough and study enough, you'll find the right answers. Mm-hmm. Well, we have just spent a wonderful 15 minutes together with Laura Slauson. Laura, I would like to thank you very much for your time and participating here on the show today. And I hope those that are over 50 have learned something from this credentialed, certified expert. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.